bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So, Ruan, good morning to you. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
So, a little bit of context. The email says you've just completed the Joy Radio training, which is fantastic. So, That was like, yeah, okay, we'll have a think about whether we'll have you on in the studio or not.
That was my in.
And test your skills, you see. Secondly, you said that you're actually doing some fundraising work in the HIV space and that you'd set up a group called the Hivesters.
Well, it's actually Hivesters.
Hivesters. Yeah, so
it's like hipsters with a V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's my Greek background.
It's Hivesters.
No, so tell us about the Hivesters.
Okay. So the Hivesters is basically just it's a Victoria-based social/support group for people who are living with HIV. It's kind of the next step. So people who are newly diagnosed, they do need a lot of support with regard and a lot of info regarding treatment, side effects, stigmas that they may face in the community. The Hivesters is kind of the next step up. It doesn't have to be, but yeah, we kind of celebrate the upside of being POS. So if you're a Hivester, we do monthly catch-ups, so monthly social events, barbecues, parties. We had a big Hivmas in July party. I just like the use of the word Hiv. So we had a big Hivmas in July party, and it's basically just a social connection or a platform for people where they can come together and just crack on with life, kicking goals, just having fun.
So give the listeners an idea that when you're first newly diagnosed with HIV, talk us through how important it is to have a peer network like this.
Oh, well, yeah, where do I start? I think being connected and having peer support, family support, and, you know, all the amazing advocacy organizations that we have out there is essentially a cornerstone of living well with HIV. Mm-hmm. The stigmas that are faced by PLHIV today are very...
What's a PLHIV?
So PLHIV, people living with HIV, are very centralized to their peer support or their groups or the places that they might work in. And what happens is people who are newly diagnosed, they not only face stigma from external forces, from the people they work with or people who aren't as educated, but they also have a bit of an internalized stigma. So the views that you think people might have on you, you then start believing that.
Yeah.
So having a support group where there are other people who are POS and out there and having a good time, and it's something that you can buzz off. It's people who are there to support you when you need it, and it's very important.
And is it open to men and women?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
All ages, races, genders, sexes, you name it, we'll have you.
The full spectrum.
So that's fantastic background, Reese. So, Ruan, sorry.
It's okay.
Reese Ruan. Ruan.
Old man.
Just make it up.
Well, I know when you have a name that's not actually, you know, like
it's
an Anglo
name.
That's made up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Like my name. People misspell my name all the time, but just I find it amazing. Anyway, Ruan, when you wrote to us, you said that you're about to do an event. Could you talk to us about this event that you've got planned?
Definitely. So I was fortunate enough to speak at the 2016 International AIDS Candlelight Memorial, and I had a really good opportunity to speak to people
in
the public
afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great, thank
you. I didn't know your name then, though.
No one did. So I had a really good opportunity to speak to people, and there was a very big misconception that I picked up in the community that people who are living with HIV are a little bit less capable and somewhat restricted, let's call it, because of their condition, if you will.
Wow, in what way?
Well, people just think, you know, you're living with HIV, or if you have HIV, you're not as capable, you're going to be sick all the time, you can't, you know, live a full, rich life and achieve the same things.
Yeah. LGBTI community generally, not in the positive community.
Not in the positive,
yeah,
so
right.
not even just LGBT, in the wider community.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyone who's not people educated about HIV will essentially or might essentially think that because you're living with HIV, that you're not as capable. And that was something that stood out for me. A lot of people said, oh, have you done this and have you achieved that? And I was like, well, actually, we need to fix this.
Mm.
So, and then I kind of sat back and thought, okay, well, stigma comes from fear. Fear comes from not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we take away from stigma is by educating people.
Totes.
And I'm an ex sort of, I'm an adult trainer by trade, so learning and development. And then I went to the Hivesters group and I said, guys, I've picked up on this. What can we do to fix it? And I've always been a bit of a fan of the Camino de Santiago in Spain. And then I did a bit of research, found out there's an Aussie Camino.
Is there?
It is, yeah. So I have to...
I had no idea.
I have to preface this. It's It's based on the Mary MacKillop Trail.
Okay.
Oh. So the only reason that we're doing it...
Well, the Camino's religious too. Yeah, the Camino started as a religious thing.
It's a pilgrimage, yeah? So you essentially walk and you let go of things that... issues or things that may have happened in the past. So I did a bit of research. It just made sense. It's in Victoria. And I said to the guys, how about we complete something massive, like an 8-day, 180-kilometre walk as a group of POS people, and we prove to the world and the community and society that we're just as capable, if not more, than anyone else. Essentially, today, you know, you have one pill, you crack on with life.
Yeah.
Most of us, not everyone, but you know, the treatments out there enable people to just live normal lives.
Yeah.
And I had an amazing bunch of people who put their hands up, and they're now the committee, and they have just been the absolute backbone of this event. They have stood up. They've met up with me numerous times. They put their private, you know, personal time into it. It's all volunteer-based. We don't have a cent. We're just a support group, essentially. And we have managed to create this Camino. So we're going to walk for 8 days, 180 kilometers.
Fantastic.
We have a lot of people involved. I have amazing organizations like the VAC, LPV, Vive Healthcare, Raff & Way is a promotions company in Sydney who are coming with us, and they're walking for free just to document it all.
Cool.
And these amazing people have just put their hands up and said, how can we help?
Wow.
So
how many people are actually walking?
It was started off as 8. I think we're up to 12 now, and it's gone national. So I have people from all over Australia who are now involved and wanting to help and contribute. So I'm just,
And when do you start?
So we start early November.
Okay. Yeah. And can people still join in?
I would love for more people to be able to join, but I really wanted to create an event that is spot on and perfect, and we're going to keep it to 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
Also partly because we have to rent our own bus, so we're paying for everything. We're paying for the transport, the accommodation, the food, all that kind of stuff. And the bus that we have can fit 12. So at the moment, it's 12. If I get an extra 10 people who would love to come along and join us and we can raise the funds, more than happy to do it.
Okay.
So how can people get involved and where can they donate?
So you can donate. You can actually just look at our site. It's hivsters.info, so HIVSTERS.info. It's our website. It tells you a little bit about the group, but it also says it has our next event details there. And there is a link that you can follow and you can donate to our GoFundMe account.
And what's the most hipster thing about the hipsters?
I don't actually want to make a connectation with hipsters. The fact that it's Melbourne-based and, you know, Melbourne is a bit of a hipster centre, that'll do.
Well, thank you so much for joining
and
us.
And one final question for me. What's the route?
So we start at Portland, and then we kind of go along I think it's Cape Bridgewater, Nelson, Lake Mombiong, Port MacDonald, and then we go through some inland places, which I can't remember now. It's names I can't pronounce. And then we end up in Penola in South Australia.
I've never heard of any of these places.
Penola was where Mary MacKillop was born.
I didn't know that.
The best way to get involved,
if
you can't walk and you want to help, is come to our fundraiser this coming Wednesday, which is at Hez and Ahina at 7 o'clock. It's called Totally Positive. And we have art donations by 8 Melbourne artists and that we're going to auction on the night. We have Heather Ellis from Ubuntu talking and then a comedy skit show afterwards just to show you how positive people really can be.
Ruan, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank
it's
you.
Been delightful to hear you and to meet you.
Thanks so much.
And all the best with the Camino, I suppose.
Thanks
Have
so much.
A great time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.